Welcome back. You're listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture Podcast. I, of course, am your humble host, Isaac, the founder of the Illuminati Weishaupt. That's right. Truth be told, I'm related to the great Adam Weishaupt. And I've been taking you on a... I've been duping you for years. I, of course, am joking. If you're unfamiliar with my pseudonym, Isaac Weishaupt is not my real name. It is, in fact, a very foolish pseudonym that I chose many years ago when I started this journey, not realizing the implications of where that alias would take me. But it is too late now. I was approached by a radio show out of Tulsa. The Big Mad Morning Show contacted me and said they wanted me to call in to talk about conspiracies because I'd been blogging for a while. Oh, stop me if I already told you this story. But they needed a name, and I wasn't about to give up my real name. I'm not sure why, right? Like, if the Illuminati is so powerful, surely they could figure out who I really am. It doesn't matter. It's all a distraction from the point, because I don't care, and you shouldn't care who I am. You should care about this content and understanding reality and understanding the manipulation going down, the lies and the symbolism hidden in plain sight. And what better topic to convey this deception than the Super Bowl? Super Bowl LIII is coming up. I think that's 53. But it doesn't really matter to me. I don't watch football. As you know, I am not big into the sports ball, especially the one that is damaging all the minds of the players. Very disturbing if you consider the entertainment value of this sport and the damage it's causing. But hey, you know what? It's a free country. If people want to do this, then I guess by all means go for it. I won't support it though. But I'm more woke than most, right? No, I just I used to love sports. I stopped watching for several years, and I try to get back. I want to get back into it. I really do. It helps me with my sheep costume I got to put on to talk to other people, other human beings. But every time I try, I just can't do it. I watched the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl. That was actually a really great game. That was the one and only game I watched. Because, as you know, it is my hometown there, Southeast PA there. So that was cool to see the Eagles take it home. But anyways, the Super Bowl, why do they choose this? Why is this such an important event? Well, I'm going to tell you why. In fact, I wrote a book in 2016 called Super Bowl, An Analysis of the Occult and Illuminati Symbolism Ritual. It's a very good book. You can get it on Amazon. Don't do it, though. I'm going to tell you all the things right here on this show, just because I love you. I'm going to save you some time. But in the book, I lay out, there's sort of an outline for the, I don't want to say the normies, but for people trying to learn more about this. And I go through some of the ideas that try to support the idea that there is a manipulation that happens to the masses. We could traditionally look at the work of Edward Bernays, as we did last year in my three-part Edward Bernays propaganda series. And the point here is that the Super Bowl halftime show is key because this is what they call a high-profile ritual. It's the most watched event in all of television. It's actually taking in and absorbing the energy, the focus, and the attention of hundreds of millions of viewers. And that, my friends, is why you see the symbolism during the Super Bowl, because it's the, I don't want to say law of attraction, but there's this idea in the occult that magicians and such, they think that they can make a mental connection with the cosmos. They believe in this idea of thoughts having energy. So if you are focusing your attention, then arguably there is a shortcut to your inner psyche. That is how the principles of the archetypes work. That's how what Joseph Campbell was talking about in the Hero's Journey. There's all these archetypes, and Carl Jung, they talk about the collective unconscious. We all sort of have this fuzzy grasp of certain ideas, and they exist in this sort of weird substrate. And these magicians and these occultists try their best to make contact in this realm. So the Super Bowl is ripe as the ultimate ceremony, the ultimate ritual. The details and the symbols and the timing, they are all very important to the Illuminati, we call them. Of course, we don't know who the Illuminati is precisely. All we can see is their works, right? And the idea of the ritual magic and the symbolism and the focus of wills and attention is all right up the alley of the high profile ritual. And of course, we can go on and on about this all day long. You can trace it back to the wisdom of Hermes Trismegistus, Thoth, the Egyptian god of magic, the witches who practice as above, so below, as our little Harry Potter friend surely does. These are all concepts of the mind and the manipulation of a realm that we can't see. This is the same reason why many of these ancient occultists were doing all these weird little rituals, Apollonian, Dionysian rituals. They were trying to get into an altered state of mind, trying to connect with the divine, this other realm that our five senses traditionally cannot see. We also know that artists employ the same practice. It is tapping into this hidden realm where they believe creativity lies. I've talked about this in The Dark Path, citing the works of Peter Lavenda, very knowledgeable person. I don't know if I'm going to call him a theorist. What do we call Peter Lavenda? I don't know. The guy knows some shit, right? Let's be real about it. And he talks about this. And the Mauve Zone, Kenneth Grant, he talks about it. It's all about connecting into the dark realm, the shadow, as Carl Jung would put it. And these artists actually do this. They believe in the idea of channeling energy and all that stuff. That's why so many of these entertainers are into these new agey sort of occult ideas. Because they get it. They understand how it works. And look, I believe that. I believe that what they're doing is true and genuine. But my opinion, should you want such a thing, is that it's a dangerous practice. And I don't advocate to do this sort of thing. I feel like it opens yourself up to, it's like opening a door into a dark room you can't see and stepping into it. While some could say that is a brave and bold gesture, I argue that the devil's on the other side of the door. The devil himself, and he's going to stab you with the pitchfork. But what do I know? I don't know. I do I've read enough of this stuff that I do believe in this sort of spiritual realm. I believe the five, and I don't want to get too borderline Gnostic-y, but the five senses are very deceiving. Even our own memories, even one's memory can be tainted over time. Like homeboy, was it Dan Rather, who thought he was shot down by that helicopter? He kept telling himself this story, and over time it morphed into this thing that simply wasn't true. Now, we saw this idea, this concept of the high profile ritual really take off back with Nipplegate. Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember that? In 2004, where were you? Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, both performing. And at the end of the song, JT pulls the string and Janet's bare breast is exposed. Of course, it is symbolism of the Semiramis, Ishtar, the female goddess entity. It's what we see with the ancient pagans, like the Statue of Liberty based on. But of course, the Statue of Liberty, her titty isn't out. But we called this Nipplegate. And there was a huge backlash because, of course, tons and tons of people were watching it. Millions. Like I said, the biggest event of the year. And children saw the mind-shattering nipple. A black woman's nipple on top of that. My God, what are they going to do? I personally don't have a problem with the nipple thing. I think it's absurd to throw a fit about this, of all things. I mean, these people are watching football, which is like the most violent game on the planet. It's bashing these players' brains up against their skull and causing them to murder their whole family and commit suicide. But we're going to be real concerned about the nipple. Anyways, I don't want a tangent. I know you guys don't want to hear my nonsensical liberal opinions here. But the point being, on that, not only was the exposed bare breast symbolism of the star, the Ishtar, but on her nipple, should you take a nice close look, you can see the 8-pointed star. This is the star of Ishtar, the star of Semiramis, which is not so ironically featured in Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut, his final film. You can see it multiple times. I've got the screenshots in the Kubrick's Code book, as well as this Super Bowl book I'm telling you about that I don't want you to buy on Amazon, because I'm telling you the whole thing. But I mean, if you want to go deeper into some of these concepts and see some of these images, you can do that. It's on Amazon. But the nipple ring, it focused the attention of millions on the Illuminati goddess, the pagan goddess. Now, what happened after this? Well, Janet Jackson, her name became the most searched term in history of the internet. Now, what does this tell you if you're the Illuminati? It tells you the power of the internet at this point. I argue they already knew and so on. But what was also curious is that this event inspired a website startup called YouTube. Isn't that something? Then in 2012, Madonna, Nicki Minaj, MIA, CeeLo Green, they came dressed up in all of the Illuminati garb, the pagan Roman gods and goddesses. CeeLo was the black sorceress, the warlock, if you will. And that took it a step further, right? And she came out and she had the X and the O on the stage, which big ups to Freeman Fly. He talks about this, because Kenneth Grant refers to the X and O as the ancient formula to evoke the goddess of Isis. Again, that's a pretty deep topic. I was actually on Freeman's show where we talked about this for a little bit. We talked about the symbolism on MTV and such. But anyways, these black magicians, with black being the color of Saturn, this was, again, just an... Long story short, this was basically another event, right? I mean, there's also the Beyonce thing where she came out and did the rock diamond. You could argue that that is also the triangle of manifestation. Again, a term of occult magic. Summoning demons inside the triangle. Channeling the energy. In fact, big-headed Bruno Mars did it in 2014. There was a black triangle behind him. don't know what it is about Bruno Mars, but I really dislike the size of his head. Has anyone else seen that? Am I the only one? It's very strange to me. I think he's an alien. Then, of course, in 2015, Katy Perry, she took the gold prize home for Illuminati symbolism when she came out in Phoenix, Arizona, of all places, on the lion, on the beast. She was the Scarlet Woman, the female embodiment Aleister Crowley was so adored. And she was the embodiment of this, again, this sort of female goddess entity. But this inspired Jack Parsons also. Jack Parsons was inspired to summon the Whore of Babylon, the Scarlet Woman. And that's how he hooked up with Marjorie Cameron. Did you listen to my 3-part Marjorie Cameron podcast? You're not going to find that anywhere else. Dropped that in the fall of 2018. And if you're curious, check that out. But, you know, and the thing goes on and on. Beyonce came back in 2016 with Coldplay, and they were dancing on the black cube of Saturn. And the reason we see all this is because the symbols have power in this other sort of understanding of the world. The symbols have power. They talk to us on a subconscious level. That's why they're saturating your mind with all these symbols. That is how advertising works. That's how the marketing works. They have to repeat the same things over and over because they're drilling it into your mind. They say that the commercial works better when you're not listening, because your mind puts up, it drops the guard and allows the poison to settle in. Mm-hmm. That is why the advertisers at the Super Bowl will pay millions of dollars for seconds of airtime. And you'll hear this often. People say they watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. I don't get that. I'm not into commercials, but hey, you know, to each his own. Find happiness where you can. Find your bliss. But Carl Jung said the symbols give life to the meaning of man. And the Eliphas Levy Transcendental Magic book refers to this concept of the magnetic chain, charging the sigils, charging the symbols until they require a force of their own. Talked about this many times. I talked about this in The Dark Path. That's a book you can get on Amazon or Audible. And in that book, the idea here is that they are chipping away at making their big agenda. It is the evolution of consciousness. It is the mass initiation of this occult doctrine, and it is going to happen over the years. I argue in the book that aliens are a key component to this, and I know that ruffled a lot of feathers. I know. The whole aliens or demons talk, but hey, I believe that. I think that's what it is. But it could be that some of the aliens are, they're not, you know, they're good or bad, right? They could be good angels or bad angels. The problem is we as humans don't have the power to discern between the two, which is why I warn against these kinds of processes. The same I would warn against hunting ghosts, because as you know, I've spent some time in the 1999 ghost hunting. I was ghost hunting, and this is before all the shows had it. So it was a novel concept to me and kind of blew my mind when I hooked up with this group. And they warned me of this kind of stuff. And they said, you know, this stuff will follow you home. And me being young and naive, I was like, oh, that's really cool, though. Let me check it out. Why? Why would you do that? Anyway, excuse me. I've been corrected on my grammar by someone online. It's not anyways, it's anyway. I apologize for steering your grammar in the wrong direction. Anyway, so that's the idea behind the Super Bowl, why it's so important. And that's why every year I have this tradition where I look to see who's performing and I make some predictions. I give you a little background on why they are so Illuminati, and then I give you some predictions. And by the time you're hearing this, I should have the predictions and article up. It's a draft form right now. I will actually read you the right from it. I'm going to read you right from it, so you don't even need to read it. I'm saving you a lot of time. But, so we're looking at Sunday, February 3rd, 2019. And again, reiterating the concept that with millions of people focusing their attention on this event, it's ample opportunity for marketing, advertising, and of course, Illuminati symbolism to bury itself right inside of you. Right in you. There it goes. So let's take a look at who's performing. Maroon 5. I talked about them in 2014. There was a video called Animals. And it was very satanic in nature. Why is that? Well, the video, it shows a very animalistic scene and they're making love covered in blood. But the Church of Satan claims, and I quote, "Satan represents man as just another animal, sometimes better, more often worse than those that walk on all fours, who, because of his divine spiritual and intellectual development, has become the most vicious animal of all." So, Maroon 5 has become the headliner, and I've argued for many years that they are a shell of a human being, these people in Maroon 5, which I have no basis to say that whatsoever. I don't listen to their music at all. They just have that vibe. I'd be hating, huh? Hate on Bruno Mars's big head and on Maroon 5 because Adam Levine's much better looking than me. But their logo is the Vesica Pisces. If you look at the interlocking O's, that is a symbol utilized by Freemasons all over the world. The lodges use it. Aleister Crowley's Ordo Templi Orientis uses it. Look at it. It's a womb. It is the vagina. They were worried about Janet Jackson's nipple. Well, it's about to get real vagina-y up in here. This is the womb of the Illuminati. Opening up for you to take a look. And this symbol, it shows us the reconciliation of God and goddess. Why is that important? Well, the vagina and the goddess they're a tool for these occult rituals. Because these occult folks believe in the magical union, and it's a reenactment of an ancient ritual known as Hieros Gamos. Which, if you read the Da Vinci Code, you read about it. Hieros Gamos is the sex magic ritual. And the woman is a mere conduit to channel the male generative force through the penis, the obelisk, the phallus. Now, all the Vesica Pisces symbols represent the goddess worship by displaying the womb. And Maroon 5, of course, manufactured by the music industry, they draw in the attention of women in a very sexual manner. I mean, look at these guys. Very good looking, very handsome. You know, Adam Levine has got the tattoos, and he's you could still bring him home to mom for dinner, right? But he's just safe enough. But the reason we see, and by the way, tattoos have really lost their glamour because the masses have taken them on. Even little Ariola Grande's got finger tats. So, I mean, how edgy can it be, right, at this point? Anyways. Where were we? Vesica Pisces, yeah. The Vesica Pisces is also seen in the Flower of Life symbol, which we saw at Super Bowl 50 with Coldplay. And I've got images for this stuff on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Should you find this article and you want to take another gander at it. And also, I'll throw out that the Vesica Pisces, the interlocking O's, the womb, if you look at it sideways, what's that? It's a football, right? So to me, Maroon 5, again, is a play on the Joseph Campbell archetypes, subconsciously speaking to the female audience. So we'll get into why, what they might do later. I'll go into the predictions at the end of this show. But I want to talk to you about Travis Scott, because as you know, I love me some Illuminati rappers. In fact, back in May of 2015, I was probably the first person to write about Travis Scott. I'm gonna float that out there. I wrote an article called Travis Scott, Just Another Illuminati Rapper. This is when he first dropped. But I've got a whole article there. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's mostly visual. I mean, back then I was still trying to like figure out how to write a good article. So it wasn't the best, but it's got tons of images of him doing the all-seeing eye and inverted crosses. And I've got some of those images for what I'm going to talk to you about now on the new Super Bowl LIII article. We're going to talk about Travis Scott's family life, because Kanye West was the one that got the ball rolling with Travis Scott. So how shocking is it that Travis Scott ends up dating Kim Kardashian's sister, Kylie Jenner? Now, Kylie Jenner is, of course, of interest to me. In fact, many years ago, weeks after I wrote the Travis Scott article, I wrote an article called Five Reasons Why Kylie Jenner is in the Illuminati. Because, of course, I'm trying to harness some good clickbaiting skills. Like a BuzzFeed. I should have made it a slideshow click-through, right? Everyone loves those. But, yeah, ironically, I wrote it right after I wrote the Travis Scott article. And in that article, I discussed some of her occult connections. And that includes her involvement with Osho, you know, Bhagwan Rajneesh. You know who that is, don't you? You recall the Netflix 2018 documentary series called Wild Wild Country. I talked about it on this podcast many weeks ago. In fact, I lambasted it. I did not like it. I thought, you know, and I love me a good cult documentary. I just feel like it went on too long. I mean, it was fine. It just went on too long. But anyways, I'm going to read you from that Five Reasons Why Kylie Jenner is in the Illuminati right now. Radar Online reported that Kylie was grouping up with Jaden and Willow Smith in an attempt to join an organite society that attempted to balance Mother Gaia's energy through the placement of pyramids and crystals. Apparently, the Hannah Montana star Moises Arias turned them onto a guru named Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, aka Osho, and they were studying his books. Now, I didn't know who that was back then. I had no idea. I didn't know that I'd be later watching a documentary about it. So, you know, and Osho died before Kylie Jenner was even born. But again, it's this vulnerability these entertainers have, these celebrities. They love getting mixed up with these new agey occult groups. I think these celebrities feel like they are modern day gods and they are above the what the masses worship, you know, the Christian god, the Muhammad, the Jew god, all that stuff. And they think that they've got some understanding that we don't. And they search for it in all these crazy places. That's why they're always getting duped. And, you know, Jaden Smith, he's an idiot too, isn't he? But, I tell you, I'd be hating today. Don't mess with me today. I'll drag you. Excuse me. I'm in a bad mental space because the celebrities have really been firing me up, and I'm two steps from turning into Alex Jones or Mark Dice at this point. I need to rein it in. So Kylie was in these New Age teachings. And then on the Kardashian Christmas card, she's depicted as the Egyptian goddess Isis with the shit on her head. But so Travis Scott's getting involved with his family, and there's rumors that they're, you know, going to have a baby or get married or something like that. But this whole family is fraught with weirdness. Bruce Jenner's changing sexes, and Kim married MK Ultra victim Kanye West. And then she was threatened to get the Illuminati sacrifice in the bathtub like Whitney and Bobby. If you haven't seen that, if you haven't read that article, you gotta go read it. Look up, the title was Kanye West, The Rise and Fall of an Illuminati Mind-Controlled Alien. I told you I was working on my clickbait. But I do defend all that because Kanye said he was a starseed. I'm not making it up. He's the one that said he's an alien. And anyways, Travis Scott's marrying into this nutty bunch of turds. Porn stars and MK Ultra victims. What a mess. Homicidal maniac Bruce Jenner killed that lady in the car. Do you remember that? It happened. Okay, Travis Scott. There's a lot of symbolism in his music. Like I said earlier, I've got the whole article looking at all the all-seeing eyes and all the inverted crosses and stuff. And then I wrote that in May of 2015, and then I kind of dropped it. Because I kind of like Travis Scott. I mean, his music's like, at least it's unique, like it's a little different, but I don't like it, right? So I haven't really been following him. So I did an update on that article, and you can find that on IlluminatiWatcher.com. It should be near the top of the feed there, because I just refreshed it for 2019 here. And I looked at some of the videos from May 2015 to present day. And I hit the big ones. Butterfly Effect. You know that song. Couldn't get away from it. 2017. It was actually the first single from his 2018 album, Astroworld. And in the video, of course, as one would expect, the Project Monarch symbolism, which, of course, MKUltra is the mind control system. Do you know this yet? Am I beating a dead horse with this? Because I'm trying to find a way to give the newbies the info so they don't think we're crazy. But I'm also not trying to bore those of you that already know this stuff. MKUltra, CIA experiments from the 50s to the 70s, messing with the mind, trying to figure out how to mind control people. It was based on a Russian Cold War scare that they were, you know, mind controlling people and had like truth serums and all this crazy stuff. And a lot of the documentation got destroyed, so we don't really know what happened. But one of the sub-programs, because there was many sub-programs, is called Project Monarch. And we know about it from the testimony of Kathy O'Brien. She claimed she was a victim of this, right? She talked about how it was a multi-generational incestual study where it involved dissociative identity disorders and all kinds of crazy stuff. So when you see the monarch butterfly, that's symbolism, as we saw in The Shining. Did you see it in The Shining? Again, Kubrick's Code. I got the image. There's a monarch poster in the day room that Danny is playing in. Travis Scott has a song called The Ends, and the lyrics are quite curious. He says, "Okay, I got it. Copy. 2020, but I can't see nobody when I open Illuminati. This might be the verse that makes them drop me. Today, I'ma take a check and cancel left. I guess it's all survival, but please be careful. I gave up on the Bible long time ago. I hope they don't give up on me. I don't know." Which explains why in his video for Goosebumps, you see the serpent crawling out of his all-seeing eye. He has been influenced by the dark side. Now, beyond the family troubles, we've got this theme of the alchemical wedding. And hint, this is going to be part of my predictions. Travis Scott has this theme of alchemical transformation, and started way back with his video for a song called Mamacita. There was a monolith, the same monolith you see in Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. This is the representation of the enlightenment force, the phallic generative rock hard, It's a symbol of the extraterrestrial enlightenment, of Luciferian enlightenment. It's however you want to interpret it. But the monolith comes to Earth in 2001 A Space Odyssey, and it enlightens the monkeys, and the apes have the first piece of wisdom, and they learn how to kill other apes in order to take over the watering hole. And if you read all the sequels like I did to 2001 A Space Odyssey by Arthur C. Clarke, you find out that the monolith is this alien consciousness. There's many monoliths out there. It's actually a very terrifying book if you get into it. And I'm not big into the fiction books, but it was really good. Anyways. Themes of destruction of the ego are evident in many of Travis Scott's music videos. Now, why is that? Well, take a look at Quintana, a video of his. He does the Freemason sign of hailing distress while wearing an inverted pentagram and lighting himself on fire. And again, I've got images on this article, so you go find it. You can see what I'm talking about. There's destruction of the ego, and I'm going to put some of these on my Instagram feed too. At Isaac Weishaupt, Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes. Facebook, you can find me on there too. I'll put links to all this crap on there. But there's images of Travis Scott disintegrating, destruction of the ego, and in Goosebumps, he's being annihilated. And as I talk about in my analysis for the film Annihilation, highly recommend you listen to that. That's easily top 10 podcast episodes for you to listen to. But you got to watch the film first. You don't have to. I'd prefer you did. But all of this is the same concept. It is destruction of the ego, a la Aleister Crowley crossing the abyss to finding the guardian Corone Zone, who will destroy the ego and destroy you if you're not prepared. But you also see a theme in his videos where he's being enlightened by the Luciferian lightning bolts, because the lightning bolt represents Lucifer or Satan. Supposedly he fell like lightning, the Bible says. The Goosebumps video, you can see he is hit by the lightning and actually falling from the skies, just like the Bible says. He is the fallen angel of Lucifer. Now this enlightenment by way of Luciferian doctrine results in his, and you see this in the Goosebumps video, in his entering the initiate stages of alchemy. He gets hit with the lightning and he dons the black wings. The black bird is, of course, classic symbolism for the alchemical process, the first stage in the transformation. The negredo, or the blackening, represented by the black bird. We've seen this too. You've seen it all before and you'll see it again. You've seen it with old Miley Cyrus. You've seen it with Katniss Everdeen from Hunger Games. You'll see it before and you'll see it again. Now, my predictions. Now that you know who these artists are, why they're in the Illuminati, why we're even watching the Super Bowl for this nonsense, let's talk about what's going to happen. I like to do this because I like to go out on a limb. I mean, what do I got to lose, right? I could be correct, and then I look like a real smart person. Or I could be wrong, and who cares? But I like to do that. I like to ask the crazy questions, like who invented the question mark? What's the square root of this apartment? Now, clearly there's going to be some themes of police brutality. Well, maybe not, actually, because the NFL seems to have a real publicity problem with this whole thing. But, and Beyonce did the whole Black Panthers thing already. But, you know, Travis Scott's getting a lot of flack for this, and Big Boy from Outkast is going to be there. Can't forget him. But other entertainers like Cardi B, Rihanna, Jay-Z, they all declined to perform because of the NFL's policies. and how they blacklisted Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's the guy who started the whole kneeling during the national anthem thing. The run-up to this event, Gladys Knight's been talking some trash on Kaepernick and how he disrespects the national anthem, so it's very curious as to what's going to happen here. Surely there's going to be people looking for some kind of statement from Travis Scott for him selling out and taking this on. There's going to be flack for it. So maybe he, does something to redeem himself. I don't know. But what I'm concerned with is I think, this is my prediction here, that Travis Scott is going to be the center of Illuminati attention here. He may indeed keep showing his public initiation through the alchemical process. His destruction of the ego followed by the Luciferian lightning bolts to go through the alchemical process of going from black to white to yellow to red. The rising phoenix. What better stage for this to happen than in front of the whole world? So there you have it. I plan on doing a post-Super Bowl analysis, so subscribe to the podcast. And, and I've got a few requests for you. I did some studying and research for you. Now I want you to do some things for me. One, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Two, leave a review. It ain't that hard. Three, go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, sign up for that free email newsletter. That's how you and I stay connected in case they shut all this down someday. Four, I want you to accept my humble gratitude. I know I talk kind of rough to you sometimes, but I'm trying to mix the entertainment with the education, because you got to stay tuned into this, folks. You got to stay engaged and not get lax. You got to keep Illuminati watching. But I want to thank you for listening to my ramblings, and I want you to, do research for yourself. Look up this stuff for yourself and see what you think. You can even let me know. People on YouTube have told me to kill myself. I can handle anything. So take a look for yourself. Do a little research. See what you think. Are we being a bit zealous, overzealous with this kind of stuff? I don't think so. Number five. Am I on number five? I don't know. You can pick up my books on Amazon, or better yet, audible.com. I narrated all of them, except for the one. The first one, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, was narrated by Eric Burns. Big ups, Eric. But you can pick all those books up there, too. And all of that is part of the system of support I have to keep this thing going. Or you can go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Anyways. And those of you that are already on the Patreon team, those of you that bought a book already from me, I really do thank you. It means the world to me. And big ups to Charlie, man. Bought a couple more books from me. I think Charlie's got all of them now. Big ups, man. Gumroad.com/IsaacW is where you can get signed copies. Provided they're in stock, I'm running low. I got to re-up. So, anyways, is that enough? You had enough of this? Anyways, let's watch the Super Bowl together. Let's see what we see. Hit me on the socials and let me know if you saw something. I know I'm going to be furiously typing away. And maybe there's nothing. Sometimes there's nothing, to be honest. But I feel like Travis Scott's going to give it to us this year. So, anyways, thanks again for listening. And as always, stay woke.